Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiurim on the topic of a goy keeping mitzvahs. The Rambam's Hilchos Melachim, Perek Yud Halacha Tes. Already had a number of shiurim. I hope to have more. This shiur should be a schus for Rav Shmuel ben Yamin, Mitzvah Shnei Rechaleya, for him and his family. Bracha Vatzlacha, B'chol Ma'aseh Yedeihem. The Medrash says in Dvarim Rabbah, Perek Aleph, Parsha Aleph, Simon Chof Aleph, brought in the Parsha's Drachim Zuta, Derech HaSarim Os Aleph, that Benoik Sheba Olam, Melech Matroni Yoshim Mesichim Zeim Ze, Mishabal Machin Zatzim Bene, Menel Chayiv Misa, Kacha Shabbos, Lefika Kol Goy, Shemachin Zatzim Bene, etc. So, they give a mashal there about a king and his matron woman who are talking, having some intimate time together. And then somebody comes in and he interrupts the conversation, he's not Chayiv Misa. So to Shabbos is our special time with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a goy is Shoves on Shabbos, then he's Chayiv Misa. So the Heilige Kloisenberger Rebbe has a set of Svarim Tshuvas called the Divrei Yatsiv. So in Erechaim Simen Kuftes, he says, this is what the Yishir is going to be based on. He quotes this medrash, and he says that in the Sefer Parashas Drachim Zuta, he wants to say that the Rambam is holding like this medrash, but it's very schwer to say such a thing, because the Rambam writes, as we discussed in previous shiurim, that the reason it's usher for a goy to keep Shabbos is not because he's sticking his nose where it doesn't belong, that it's a special day between the God and the Jewish people, but because he's mechadish dos, he's being mechadish a new religion. So that doesn't stim, this medrash doesn't stim at all with the Rambam. The emes is that the Maharsha and the Chedushi Agadus in Sanhedrin and Chesam at Beis brings this medrash of the Melech and the Matrona, and apparently he is shtelling tzu between this medrash and Reish Lakish, who learns from Yom Balayla Lo Yishbosu. Yom Balayla Lo Yishbosu. So a goy that keeps Shabbos on Shabbos is Chayev Misa. So the Yanyankov asks, then how do you explain Monday? The Abbas Eisen on the Gufa Medrash asks, what do you do about Monday? The word is the guy is sticking his nose where it doesn't belong. Our special day with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, how do you explain that if a guy keeps Shabbos on Monday, he's also Chayiv Misa? So the truth is as we discussed in another shir, there are two shitas, there are two opinions in the Gemara. There's Reish Lakish and there's Ravina. Ravina added Monday. All Reish Lakish said was Shabbos. So this Medrash could theoretically work with just Shabbos. It just can't work with Monday. So the Iyun Yaakov said, what is he going to do with Monday? That's only Ravina. But the Reish Lakish, the Maharsha can work with Shabbos, with Reish Lakish. That a goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos on Shabbos because it's a special day with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mashal Matronim. However, like we said, it doesn't shtim with the Rambam, because the Rambam says that it's Monday and it's Afilu L'Chadish Das, which is the whole word of Monday. Monday, it's like he's making up his own new religion. Can't do that. So the Rebbe Zatzal in the Tshuva here quotes the Rambam. Let's say as follows, he says. V'chein akum, first of all, quote the Rambam. V'chein akum sheshavas afilu biyom imos achol imosol atzimu kumo shabbos chayiv misa. So to a goy who is shoves even on a weekday, if he makes it like Shabbos, he's Chayav Misa. Vein Tzarech Lomar, he's Asam Moed La'atzmo. He makes it a Moed for himself. Klol Shel Dover, in Menichem Osel L'Chadish Dos, V'lasos Mitzvahs La'atzmo, Midaitan. We don't allow them to make a new religion and do mitzvahs on their own, Midaitan. From their own knowledge, their own way of doing things. They're not allowed to make up their own religion. So we have to understand, what's the shorish of the isser of a goy to be mechadish das? very, very bakant, very well known. The Rambam says a goy is now to be mechadish das. What's the shoresh ha'iser of chidush hadas? In the parashas Drachim Zuta, Derech Huda Drush Beis, he wondered a lot about this. And he also quoted the Rambam in Halacha Yud, who says that a goy is allowed to keep other mitzvahs in the Torah to be makabel schar. First we have the Rambam saying a goy can't keep Shabbos and learn. The Rambam explains this because he says they can't be machadish hadas. Then the Rambam goes weiter and he says but they can keep mitzvahs. Interesting. Some people were miskashin the Rambam. It's not chidush hadas. A goy gets up in the morning and now he has his own religion. He's putting on tefillin. He's not a Jew. It's a goyish religion that we put where tefillin is. Seventh-day dentists. People who go to the dentist on the seventh day. So what's? So you can look there in the parashas Drachim that I didn't and see what he says. Akoponim, it's barur that the Rambam holds that an akum that keeps Shabbos even on Monday is being over in Isser because he's mechadish das. And the Rambam doesn't bring down Yom V'Layla Lo Yishbosu. The Gemara says Yom V'Layla Lo Yishbosu. That's why a goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. The Rambam doesn't mention Yom V'Layla Lo Yishbosu. The Rambam just says Mechadish Das. The Gemara doesn't say Mechadish Das. So what's the Shorash Yisr Leben Noach Lechadish Das? V'iyanti, says the Kloizenberger. The Ben Noach i'asul lichbor b'toras Moshe shemin ha'shamayim al yedei HaKadosh Baruch. Is the Ben Noach forbidden from denying the Torah that it's min ha'shamayim given by God? So at first glance we must go to the Rambam. Famous Rambam, 8th Perek of Hilchos Malachim, Malachi Yer Aleph, Kol Makabel Zayin Mitzvahs, etc. Harezim Mechasidu Mesolam Eshel Chedek Lolam Haba. So it's Gevaldik of a Goy's Makayim Zayin Mitzvahs, Makabel Zayin Mitzvahs. He's Chasidu Mesolam, he has a Chedek in Olam Haba. V'hu Shekibel Osam B'yasa Osam B'nei Shetziva B'hem HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'odiyanu Al Yidei Moshe Rabbeinu Shmenei Noach Mikodem Etzdavu B'hem. But this is provided that he does them because God commanded and he told us by Moshe Rabbeinu that Bnei Noach were commanded. And from this we see explicitly that a Ben Noach has to be Mekayim the Zion Mitzvahs Mikorach Torah Moshe Rabbeinu. The Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam L'Choira was Misvara D'Nafshei. The Rambam thought of this himself. It's a good svara. Because if Mishnah puts a stamp of approval on the Rambam, svara is nishgenik for a goy. It's not enough for a goy to keep the Sheva mitzvahs because he wants to. He has to do it because God said, told Moshe in the Torah. However, we can suggest possibly that there's a makor from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, daf beis amud beis, that Lasid Lavu HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say to the Goyim, what were you Osek during the Doros? And the Goyim answer, we made Shvokim, Erchatzos, markets, bathhouses, Kesef Izov, we did everything, we built up technology all for the Jewish people so they can learn Torah. So we have iPods on which you're listening to this shiur. That's why the Goyim made the iPods, so you can listen to my shiurim and more worthy people. Not more worthy than you, more worthy than me. You can listen to my shiurim of anybody. That's why we did it. Now Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Sheltim Shebaolam, you did it for yourself. You know why you made the marketplace? You know why you built up Midtown Manhattan for the Zonos? If you've ever been there, you know what I'm talking about, Lo Aleinu. Merchatzos, you know why you made bathhouses? For yourselves, not for the Jews to be clean so they can serve Hashem. Kesef Azov is mine. Liyah Kesef Liyah Azov Nu Hashem Tzvakos. Klum Yesh Bechem Emagid Zos. Was anyone Osek in Torah? Shenemar Mi Bechem Yagid Zos Vein Zos Ela Torah Shenemar Vizos HaTorah Shosam Moshe. So Atkan Medivrei HaGemara, you can look there and in the Mepharshim. So it could be that the Shaila was, when you were Mekayim the mitzvahs, were you Mekayim them Mikoch the Torah? Klum Yesh Bechem Magid Zos. Was anyone Osek in Torah? Or was anybody keeping the Zion mitzvahs Mikoch the Torah? Because that's where the chiyuv of Ben Noach comes from. And the Gemara concludes, Yatzu bepachei nefesh. They left with great distress because they realized that they weren't keeping the mitzvahs because God told them by Moshe Rabbeinu. It was a chrei hadas. They said, this is wrong. This is wrong. There's some going more, not menafim. They do it because they just think it's morally wrong. Abazoi, it's usher for a goy to be koy for b'taras Moshe. Because then what are his Zion mitzvahs worth? And you don't have to enumerate Amunah in the Torah as one of the Sheva mitzvahs because it's the foundation. Like the famous vorts of the Ramban and others, that Amunah is not one of the 613 mitzvahs. Because you can't have 613 mitzvahs without Amunah. That's the supposition. It's the premise. Memela, before you get to the mitzvahs, you have to start with a munah. But if there's be a mitzvah to believe, then who's telling you to do the mitzvah? It has to start with belief. So also, all the Zion mitzvahs, the yisod of all the Zion mitzvahs is Torah Misinai. And therefore, a ben Noach can't be mechadesh das and do mitzvahs la'atzman and midaitan. Because then he's kofer b'taras Moshe, like the Rambam says there in the Halacha, that he's not allowed to do add in mitzvahs, because then you're not allowed to add or subtract. By adding or subtracting, you're kofer in taras Moshe. God gave you these mitzvahs and none others. And therefore the whole yisod of the seven mitzvahs falls if they're doing other mitzvahs. That's the inyan of mechadesh das. Because they're kofar in the Sheva mitzvahs. Unless maybe if they do it just to get schar, like some achronim say. If they're doing it just for schar, it's not mechadesh das. It's the Rambam and Halacha Yud. But if they're doing it because God commanded, that's their new religion, that God commanded me to do this or this, then the whole yisod of the Zion mitzvahs falls. That's one possibility of the yisur of mechadesh das, that they're kofar in Torah's Moshe, that God gave them more than the Zion mitzvahs. Another possibility is that the word das is that there's an order, there's law and order in the world, and it's not just regular law and order, it's religious law and order, that there's a koach elyon, there's a higher power, there's a mitzaveh. Look in the pasuk in Daniel's interpreting the dream. It says in chapter 7, verse 25, Umilin litzad ilo yemalel ulekadishel yonim yivale v'yizbor lahashnoyo zimnin vidos. English. He will speak words against the Supreme One, and he will plan to alter the seasons and the law. So you see that alter the seasons in the law is going against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he's mechadesh ha'das in the name of Avodah Zarah, that's included in Avodah Zarah. talking here about the various kingdoms. Very, very difficult to understand. Chalal Daniel is a difficult sefer to understand. We'll only understand it at the end of days. Starts the beginning in Pasuk Tesvav. As for me, I'll read it in English. Daniel, my spirit became uneasy in my body, and the vision of my head bewildered me. I approached one of the standing ones, asked him for the truth concerning all of this. So he spoke to me, making the interpretation of the matters known to me. These immense beasts, four of them, four kingdoms will rise from the earth, but the holy supreme ones will receive the kingship, and they will inherit the kingship forever, forever, and ever. Olam, ad olmaya, vad olam olmaya. Then I desired to know the truth about the fourth beast, which is different from them all, exceedingly terrifying, with teeth of iron and claws of copper. It devoured and crumbled, and trampled remained with its feet, and about the 10 horns that were on its head, and the other one that came up as 3 fell before it. That horn had eyes, and a mouth speaking haughty words, and an appearance greater than that of its fellows. I had watched as that horn waged war with the holy ones, and was prevailing over them until the Ancient of Days came, and the holy supreme ones were granted justice. The time came, the holy ones inherited the kingship. This is what he said. The fourth beast will be a fourth kingdom on the earth, which will be different from all the other kingdoms, going to devour the earth. And the 10 horns will be 10 kings who will rise from that kingdom, and another one will rise after these, which will be different from the former ones, and he will humble 3 kings. He will speak words against the supreme one. He will plan to alter the seasons and the law. So you're not allowed to alter the seasons and the law. That's Mechadesh Das. That's like Avodah Zarah. Especially if a person says in the name of Avodah Zarah. And if he says that this religion is in the name of Hashem, then he's not Mamin B'Torah Moshe. And the Bnei Noach have only 7 mitzvahs. If he says in the name of Avodah Zarah, this law is Avodah Zarah. If he says in the name of God, then he's saying they're not 7 mitzvahs Bnei Noach. And if he says it b'taras Navi, then he's a Navi Sheker. The Rambam writes in the 9th paragraph of Vilchus Yisrael Dei HaTorah Halacha Aleph, L'fikach im yamod ish bein ha'umos, bein Yisrael, if anybody stands, both from the Goyim and from the Yidden, v'yasa oisu moifes, v'yomer she'ashem sholcho, l'hosif, o l'gro, l'farish, v'mitzvah and ha'mitzvah shel shemanu mi Moshe, o yishomer sholcho, n'ha'mitzvah shen estav mi Yisrael, l'molum dar ados, l'mitzvah fi hazman hayu. Somebody does a miracle and he says that God sent him to add or to subtract or to explain one of the mitzvahs that we didn't hear from Moshe. Or he says that those mitzvahs that we were commanded are not forever. They're only temporary. He's a Navi Sheker. If he's trying to change the Torah, he's a Navi Sheker. Shrebala Hakhish Nevuasu Shel Moshe. He's coming to contradict the Nevu of Moshe. And he's killed by strangulation. Because he was mazed to speak in the name of God that what God didn't command. So if this person goes and is mechadish das or a mitzvah b'shem Hashem, he's Nerag Bechenek Kamo Navi Sheker. So if he's Stam Kofer in the Sheva Mitzvahs and he wants to add a mitzvah because he's Stam Kofer, then he's Kofer in the Sheva Mitzvahs. That's why it's Aser. If he's doing it in the name of Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah. If he's doing it, which is also Aser. If he's doing it out of Navi Sheker or Chenek because of Navi Sheker. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tov Kuf Yud Zayin adds V'noy Heges B'chol Isha Yisrael. However, that's not in the Lashon of the Chinuch there. And the Rambam is Lahedya, is explicit that even one of the nations also can be a Goy, also can be a Navi Sheker. And that's a big Chiddush. Where does the Rambam know this from? The Chorot Zarech Ion. if a Goyish Navi comes and gives a Nevuah, do the Jews have to be Makabel as Nevuah? Not a Navi Sheker. Navi Sheker, of course not. But he's a Navi. And even a Goy can be a Navi. The Tana de Beliel brings that any person, if they're Zelcha, if they're on a high enough Madrega, they could be Zelcha to have a divine communication. So does a Jew have to listen to him? So the question is answered by a Pasuk. Navi Mikir B'cha Me'achecha Eilav Tishmon. So if a person is a Goyish Navi, a Jew doesn't have to listen to him. Because it says, Mikir b'cha me'achecha. He's amongst you, he's your brother. So Nevi Omas HaOlam, a Jew doesn't have to listen to. So who's the guy talking to? Goy. So the Shaila now is, do Goyim have to listen to a Goyish Navi? Interesting question. But the truth is that in Bava Basra Tevtzvav Amid Beis it says Bikesh Moshe Lo Tishu Shechina Al Akum V'nitan Lo Shenemar V'neflinu Ani V'amecha. Interesting Gemara. He asked that the Shechina not dwell on the on Akum, and it was given to him, as it says, "I want to be separate, me and your nation." In the Maharsha there in the Chedushi Agados, in Dibur HaMasech LeBasar DeShachiv, he brings from Rashi in the Chumash, Shmos Lamed Gimel Yud Zayin, De'ein Dvarv Shel Bilamai De'Shriyas Shechina L'Nofel L'Glui Einayim B'Seser U'B'Gneva. The words of Bilam don't come through Asheras HaShechina. He falls, he has this revelation in hiddenness and by stealing it. But it's not Asheras HaShechina. And the Maharsha says, it's not Shver from Bilam. You don't have to ask from Bilam how he could have Asheras HaShechina. Because the Gemara means that after Moshe Rabbeinu, Misharsa. But while Moshe Rabbeinu was alive, there could be Asheras HaShechina, but after Moshe Rabbeinu dies, and there's no more, but Bilam was while Moshe Rabbeinu was still alive. Therefore, Bilam had Asheras HaShechina. So it's not a kasha from Bilam, but afterwards there's no Asheras HaShechina. So according to this, after Moshe dies, if you have a Navi, who's misnabi b'shem Hashem, and he's a guy, he's lying. So if that's true, why does the Rambam have to say that if a guy comes, im yamur ish bein me'a umos, bein ha'umos, bein mi'Yisrael, v'yasa ifu mo'yfes, v'yom Hashem shochol ha'yosef v'ligor ha'lefarish mitzvah min ha'mitzvahs, sh'manu mi'moshe, if a goy comes to change the Torah, so he's a Navi Sheker, umisasoi b'chenek. Why does he have to come on to the fact that he's coming to change the Torah? According to the way the Maharsha is learning the Gemara, after Moshe Rabbeinu dies, b'chlal is a shakran. B'sharas alav shechina. So why does he have to say, because he added on to the Torah, where he explained the mitzvah, typically, that he's pashat a liar? Because after Moshe died, there's no nevuah. Now, Heiliger Kloisenberger says, it's such goyness in his tshuvas. People have to learn more Kloisenberger tshuvas. Of Usher Weiss is probably the most popular maggid shir today on earth. And he's a Talmud of the Kloisenberger. So if people learn, they want to hear from the Talmud, they can hear from the Rebbe. The Rebbe Usher would say that the Kloisenberger is much bigger than the Rebbe Usher. The Rebbe Usher is a goyin. But the Kloisenberger was a gana goyinim. And it's tzadik yisoid olam. So it's kedai to learn more tshuvas from the Kloisenberger. Maybe if people drop me a line and say they want me to post more Klausenberger Shiurim, hopefully we can facilitate that. Speak to my secretary, to the Gabayim, to the Olam, but hopefully. So the Klausenberger says, V'nistabachti me'oid, with this kasha of why the Rambam has to say that it's also Sofa, Giroin, Perish the Lokomoshe, Tepukle that he's a chakran. So the Yad HaMelech Taka discusses this a little bit. And he says, Shiyoga v'chipeis harbe v'loi motzei chmuzer benoich ha'navius sheker shem yisasu b'chenek. Where do we find that a ben noach is warned about Nevius Sheker, that he gets killed b'chenek? Here the Rambam says he's a Navi Sheker, this guy, and he gets killed b'chenek. Where do you find that? The Rambam doesn't mention it in Hilchos Malachim in Perek Tes, where he talks about the dinim of Bnei Noach. And when the Torah says there's a chiyuv misa for a Navi Sheker, it says, Naki Navi Akim Lahem Mikerev Acheim. Acha Navi Asher Yazid L'Dabir Bishmi. So the whole chiyuv misa is talking about a Jewish Navi. And he bribes Shver with the Tzarech Iyun. And he's Tameya, that the Mefarshim didn't ask this in the Rambam. Well, where's the Rambam getting this from? That a Navi Sheker of a guy, it's chayiv misa b'chenek. It's a din on a Jew, not on a guy. So you have the problem of why the Rambam comes on to the aspect of being mosif for mefarish and mitzvah shaloka halacha. Chal is a shakran, he's not a navi according to the Marsha. And also, where do you see that he's getting chenek? That's for the Jew, not for the guy. Ube'emes. We have to understand that the Rambam says that he's chayav chenek, because we have an often a Gemara in Sanhedrin and Vavam and Aleph that call misa amur b'nei Noach his sword a sayif, not strangulation. Daphne and Zion amit beis tanit be renashe denu el chenek. Oh, we have an opinion that it's chenek. It's a machlokas tanoim. The Rambam paskins test me melacha melacha yedalid kirabanan sayif ayin sham in the kesef mishnah. And here the Rambam is mechadesh that a ben Noach who's misnabe b'shem Hashem is getting chenek. Where did he get chenek from? Sayif kol misamur b'nei Noach en ala b'sayif. It's sword, it's not strangulation. However, that any all Mises b'nei Noach or b'sayif is from the pasuk shofech damo adam, but adam damo yishofech. And that's sayif, and we don't have any other misa by a ben Noach. And we learn from there. Look in the Yad Ramah over there, Sanhedrin. Involve Mikir Sefer and Hilchos Malachim. But the Gabe Navi Sheker, we can say that since it says earlier, Navi Akim Lahem Ikerev Acheyem, and then it says, Ach HaNavi Asher Yazid. So it starts off for the Jewish Navi. But then it says, Ach HaNavi, the Navi, any Navi, Asher Yazid. That's speaking incorrectly. It's a Navi Sheker. Umeis Han Navi Ahu. Mashma any Navi. So maybe from the Lashon of the Pasuk by a Navi, that's going to be an exception to the rule. Stam Misa in the Torah is Chenek. And here it says any Navi gets Chenek. So Mele, even in Neviim, in Me'uma Sa'olam. And the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim says that if a ben Noach is over in the Sheva Mitzvahs, Yehareg B'Sayif. Now we learn from Shofech Dam Adam Adam Shofech, that's Sayif. Mashenkein Navi Sheker, there the Torah says that he's included in Chenek. And what would be the din if he's misnabe b'shem avodah zarah? So there are two possibilities. Either he's going to get chenek als navi sheker, or maybe he's going to get saif als avodah zarah. Maybe it puts him in the category of avodah zarah. But either way, it's aser. Obviously. The question is what Misa he's going to get. So, this concludes our first segment. And there's more to say in this Tshuva, or Chaim Simon Kuftes. And we should be zocha to say it in the next segment. And be zocha lilmod ulelame lishmar velasus ulekaimus kol divrei salma tarasu biahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.